keeping you inspired, updated, and educated.
Definitely, that is what we do on IFM, inform, invite, and inspire, keeping you educated as the Youth Bushwa. That's where we come in, giving you only good vibes and love so that, you know, whenever we are educating or giving some knowledgeable advice, if that's what you think, or maybe you are giving off, you know, some just good vibes and love to you and to everyone who's listening, that's what the youth does. But yeah, nonetheless, I promised that we are going to have a guest on the line. That is Umi Sombuli, who is a student access, English, yeah, Pingok. She's a student access coordinator from Nelson Mandela University in George. So please welcome Mrs. Misombuli. Misombuli, welcome on the Youth Bush Show. And how are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I think I'm fine. And how are you?
I'm doing great. You said you think you're fine. Is this cold weather making you unclear of your responses?
Yes, it's definitely the cold weather. You're
Well, make sure that whatever you are doing, you are listening to the Youth Bush Show and you don't go anywhere so that, you know, you enjoy the warmth of the blankets.
I will definitely do so.
Definitely. Well, other than that, thank you so much for joining us. You know, it's a little bit of a time that we are going to have with you, but we're just going to make sure that we make it worth the while and, you know, we share everything that we are supposed to share.
Thank you. I am excited to be on the show.
Definitely.
And to be sharing a little bit of my knowledge.
Definitely,
with you.
Definitely. That's what we like. We love to hear, actually. So to the people who are listening, I'm sure they are wondering, who is this lovely voice speaking over the telephone? Could you please just, an introduction? Because mine, I'm sure, was a kind of a half introduction of yourself. But, please do introduce yourself and, you know, just get on with it, today as well. We'll be talking about spreading awareness of disability, and fortunately you guys had a workshop whereby, you know, you teach people. You know, we don't usually have these workshops, so I thought, you know what, let me invite you.
Thank you for inviting me. So I am Misombuli, the student access coordinator for a department called Universal Accessibility and Disability Services at the Nelson Mandela University, and we are based. So my division is based in George campus.
Yes.
And as you all know, that the Nelson Mandela University, supports all students that are living with disabilities.
Yes.
And they make sure that we are building an inclusive university.
Yes.
And as a department, we've taken the notion of being the student's first friend on campus, mm-hmm. and we provide support services while also advocating for inclusivity and facilitating reasonable accommodations for students that are living with disabilities to ensure access and success.
Yes, definitely.
So through these tailored services, we also ensure, or we want to ensure, that we foster independence, mm-hmm. and actively promoting disability awareness and inclusion within the academic and co-curricular community.
Yes, definitely.
So as mm-hmm. you saw and as you referred, we had a disability sensitization workshop that was facilitated by APD.
Mm-hmm.
And the aim was to educate and raise awareness,
yes.
about the diverse spectrum of disabilities and to foster a culture of understanding and empathy and promoting universal access. Because living with a disability is a unique journey,
mm.
and it's critical to acknowledge and respect the experiences of individuals within the disability community.
Yes, definitely.
And with the partnership, we firmly believe that disability matters shouldn't be sidelined,
mm-hmm.
but instead integrated into our daily conversations.
Definitely.
So by making disability advocacy a part of our university conversations, we are working towards a more inclusive society where everyone feels seen, safe, heard, and respected.
Definitely.
So we hosted this workshop where we educated the student leaders within the residences,
mm-hmm.
and also student leaders within the university space. And we also invited students that wanted to come and learn.
Yes.
about disability matters.
Yes, definitely. This is just wonderful, and I like the fact that you said you want to create a space that it's safe, it's there's happiness, there's no you are like this, I'm like this, or you are different. It's just unity, whether white or black, we are just the same. And this brings me to my second, or rather, point, before the time says, obviously, as you mentioned, Nelson Mandela has, they have people with disability who goes there. I'm sure there are maybe lecturers also. And this brings me to whereby you see challenges, or rather, you hear challenges that they face, that, I couldn't go to the toilet because there were no stairs for my wheelchair. I couldn't do this because I couldn't have this. So could you please just elaborate on what these just a few challenges that they face, and also how as us people, can just help in treating everyone the same regardless of how they are or what they look like.
Okay, as you've mentioned, individuals with disabilities often face unique challenges, that significantly impact their daily living and overall well-being. So by understanding these challenges and fostering an inclusive environment, it is very critical for creating a community where everyone feels treated equally. So most of the time, when I talk to students or when I talk to people outside of the university,
yes,
that have disabilities, they would talk about accessibility issues. As you mentioned, the toilet being not accessible, the building not having a ramp, that also leads, to a limited mobility for a person who is on a wheelchair.
Yes.
We also talk about employment barriers. Now, people that have disabilities often face discrimination during the hiring process, and also sometimes may lack adequate accommodations in the workplace. So this, leads to underemployment or unemployment.
Yes.
There's social stigma and discrimination. We have negative attitudes and misconceptions about disabilities. These result in social isolation, bullying, and exclusion from the community.
Yes.
Also, there's a healthcare access issue. Individuals that have disabilities may encounter different, issues accessing the healthcare system, So that's also for instance, specialized or assistive technologies.
Yes.
That's not always something that is, easily accessible or available for individuals. There's also an educational barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So inadequate support in education institutions can hinder the academic progress of students with disabilities, limiting their opportunities for higher education and career advancement. So how do we then, as a community, meet these challenges halfway?
Yes.
So we must also treat people that are living with disabilities as well, in terms of relating and coexisting with them in the society.
Definitely.
So we must always at all times show respect and dignity towards them.
Mm-hmm.
When we speak to them, there's something called disability etiquette, using the first person language.
Yes.
The same way that I want to be
heard
treated or want to be regarded as an able-bodied person.
Yes,
that's
definitely
the same way I must relate to a person that has a disability. Because at the end of the day, I think you mentioned this, we are all the same.
Definitely.
And also we must, pay an active listening. So just have open discussions. I must know what you like, know what you don't like, and also be able to set boundaries.
Yes.
There's also something called, through that, we are navigating relationships with each other.
Definitely.
And then also, we must always offer adequate assistance when it is needed.
Definitely.
Hence, we say, as UEDS, which is our department, we are the first friend of the student on campus. So also, you spoke about, you asked me a question of how do we then create safe spaces. So we ensure that, as I said, one of the challenges was accessibility issues. So we ensure that we design inclusive spaces. So by ensuring that every place is accessible, including like places, all buildings should have ramps.
Yes.
All buildings should have, you know, a wide doorway. And, you know, that's why I also refer to something called the universal design.
Okay.
You should not be acting because you now have a person that has a disability.
Yeah.
But it must just be across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And then also policy and practices. We must implement policies that promote inclusivity, you know, such as the anti-discrimination policy, the reasonable accommodation policy.
Yes.
You see, to make sure that everyone's life is the same and we all get equal opportunities. We spoke about education also being a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So we must provide training for employees and community members on disability awareness and inclusivity.
Yes.
This helps reduce the stigma and foster a more supportive environment. Hence why we partnered with APD and we had the disability sensitization workshop,
mm-hmm.
because we wanted to teach people on the different types of disabilities, different types of etiquette, and how do we then, as a community, you know, work towards access and success of students that have disabilities, and also implementing the universal design of how South Africa should be, how the world should be, you know?
Yes, definitely.
And I think it all starts with you as a person.
Definitely.
Be the change that you want to see.
And start small, eh? Not big.
Pardon?
I'm saying it starts small, not big. So just by doing something small, it can change someone's, you know, life. And by continuing, then that's how we change and bring about, you know, better change to everyone, regardless of how I may look like, how I may talk like, and stuff.
Yes, that's very true.
Definitely.
You know,
and
advocacy is always important. You know, so sometimes people do have, or organizations do have, support groups, you know, where they work together into which programs do we feel people need to be a part of.
Yes.
Which awareness do we think would be best, you know,
mm-hmm.
for building this inclusive society that we want.
Definitely.
And also, you know, we are working towards having equal opportunities with everyone and a fair treatment.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely.
So if I think we can all understand the fundamentals that it all starts with you,
mm-hmm.
and also we are all the same, then we'll be actively working towards an inclusive society, you know,
definitely.
A safe environment for everyone.
Definitely.
Where
definitely.
We all feel safe, respected, and valued.
Mm-hmm.
And through that will then allow individuals that have disabilities to participate and, you know, thrive in our society.
Definitely, definitely. I just like the way you put everything. Wow. It's a pity we don't have enough time. But Miso, thank you so much. My heart is broken now that I have to let you go before saying a lot of what I want people to hear. But hopefully, I hope with fingers crossed, every finger I have in my body crossed, so that, you know, we are going to have you again on the show. And maybe next time is going to be, you know, a lengthy time, not this 30 minutes.
Thank you for having me. Yes,
definitely.
I definitely hope I'll be back on the show again just to talk about disability matters.
Definitely. But before we let you go, obviously there are people who want to get hold of you, maybe the university or maybe, you know, the program that help people who are disabled, or people want to participate in contributing, however they want to do it. How can they get hold of anyone who's related to, you know, to the matter, or who can help them?
So our email address is disability@mandela.ac.za.
Mm-hmm.
People can get send us emails there. Also, we have social media platforms. So for Facebook, we are Universal Accessibility and disability services.
Yes.
So when you log on there, you will see our Nelson Mandela logo on there. And then also on Instagram, we are at NMU.
Yes.
UADF.
Yes, thank you so much. Any shout outs? You know, maybe someone is listening and just want to say, hey, I was here. Thank you for listening. And I'm sure there are people who are always supporting the cause. I'm sure we'd like to thank them also for just giving their undivided, you know, effort, time, and resources without expecting anything back.
So to my family, you know,
yes,
and also to my work family at US.
Definitely, definitely.
Without them, then I think, you know, without the support as the unit, we would never be able to achieve what we are achieving.
Well, that's definitely true. And from our side, as the Youth Bush Show, City Dango, for tuning in and being part of the conversation. Till we meet again. Bye bye, Miso. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Bye. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Well, IFM, keeping you inspired, updated, and educated.